Around the world, the Spirit is moving and a voice is being heard. Welcome to the Voice of Evangelism with David Langford. You can write to the Voice of Evangelism at P.O. Box 502, Kayser, North Carolina, 28020. We'll give you that address again at the close of today's broadcast. But here now is David Langford.
Hello, friends. David Langford here today, and we greet you in the most holy name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world. God knew Adam and Eve would fall, so Jesus was slain from the foundation because he knew Adam and Eve would yield. A lot of theological questions that we all have, but as the old song says, we'll understand it better in the by and by. I pray your Tuesday has already been blessed, has been a day of already inspirational, that you've had a good day, that the goodness of God has pervaded and permeated your heart in some capacity, that something wonderful and gracious has happened in your life today already, whether it's mercy or grace or forgiveness or edification or strength, whatever it might be. I pray today has already been blessed by the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me say thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your financial support for the Voice of Evangelism. We are humbled that you would stand with us. You would help us to reach more people's lives. We're trying to stand and cry aloud and spare not in spite of the opposition. I oftentimes ponder these men who have millions of people that listen to them. They're going to stand before God. They're going to stand before God and give an account of what they preached and what they were afraid to preach or say because it might offend someone. We're at a point in America, we've got to preach the entire counsel of God and preach it with boldness. This is not a time for cowardice. This is not a time to have fear and anxiety and monitor everything we say and we do. Cry aloud, spare not, was the words of Isaiah in Isaiah 58, verse 1. Show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins or their iniquities. So many today are afraid to cry in that manner. Too many are concerned about being politically correct. They wet their finger. They stick it up in the wind to see which way the wind is blowing. That is a politician. Politicians are the biggest liars. And as Adrian Rogers well said, no one is more like the devil than when they lie, especially deceitfulness with the lie. That shows the enemy, Satan, is their father, their master, their Lord, not Jehovah Elohim. I want to play a old song, Nothing But the Blood of Jesus Christ. I pray it will bless you today.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood.
Oh,
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of the Lamb. That's what makes us whole. If you have faith in anything other than the blood of Jesus Christ, your faith tragically is misplaced. Leviticus 17:11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for the soul. For it is the blood that maketh atonement for the soul. Oh, I know some of my detractors will say, oh, that's Old Testament. Revelation 1:5, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Revelation 12:11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and through the word of their testimony. Oh, the blood of Jesus Christ. Before I get into the message, we've already been having people to write us, ask us about a conference in 2024. They were remodeling the convention center this year, so we did not have one. But I'm looking at late September, early October of 2024 for a meeting. I'm praying about the speakers. I know I will have Brother Jimmy D. Smith there and myself, and I'll just trust the Lord to lead me into another speaker because I want you to be ministered unto. And we're living in a time when we need to be together, because I believe between now and the election of next year, Satan is going to do all that he can to finish off America, destroy our people. The government has become our enemy. And it's evil. There's no other way to look at it. There's no other way to embrace it. And for everyone listening to me, and I'm going to say this again, you can get angry, get upset. The World Economic Forum is demanding that everyone take the digital ID for monetary purposes. You keep hoping and hoping and hoping you'll be vacuumed, hoovered away very soon. But it keeps getting worse by the day. We're in the net. We're in the net. The net is drawing tighter by the day. That is the same analogy Christ used in the 13th chapter of Matthew. The large net was cast, and it caught everything of every kind. There was all sorts of garbage in the net. And when they got to the shore, the Bible said they separated the good from the bad. That's exactly what Jesus Christ is going to do when he returns. He's going to separate the good from the bad. Matthew chapter 13, verse 47. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind. There's all kinds of garbage in the church today. God's going to separate that. Which, when it was full, the net was full, they drew to shore, sat down, and gathered the good into the vessels, but cast the bad away. That's the same principle of gathering the wheat into the garner, but burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. So shall it be at the end of the world, or the end of the age. The angel shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing, gnashing of teeth. What a tragedy. And in Matthew's gospel in the 24th chapter, Luke the 13th chapter, Jesus said, you're going to see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the prophets, but ye yourselves thrust out. I thought, my, how these sinful, wicked people will somehow be able to discern, there's Abraham, there's Isaac, there's Jacob, there's all the other prophets, but they're cast out. Tragic, tragic, tragic. Psalms 37, looking at verse 16. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. I had rather be a righteous man and have little than to be an unrighteous man and have enormous amounts. The psalmist David, though he were king, had a heart many times that demonstrated contrition, humility, submission. Psalms 84, 10. A day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in tents of wickedness. The Lord God is a sun and shield. He will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Those who walk uprightly are without a doubt righteous men and women. So David says to us here, a little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of the wicked. Why? Because everything in this life is temporal. There's nothing that you see in the natural at this present time that is eternal here on the earth. It's, even this earth will one day pass away. Riches, fame, fortune, all of this will one day pass away. Sometimes the righteous can become deceived, though, because they too are seeking the same rewards the wicked are striving and contending for. I don't want to strive for riches. I don't want to contend for the things of this world. I want to strive, I want to contend for eternal life and Christ Jesus. We all need to be able to lay down everything that needs to be laid aside that we might win Christ and know Him in the end. If money, riches, and prosperity are the goals of Christians, then they too will pierce themselves through with many, many, many sorrows. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some have coveted after have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows, many hurts, many wounds, many bruises, many contusions." If you think being rich and wealthy and famous is all that it's cracked up to be, why do so many people die lost without God, though in the natural they seem to be on the mountaintop? People commit suicide. They've got money. Their names are renowned. They have this, they have that. But at the end of the day, that many times becomes a burden and a weight and keeps people from being wholly committed to Christ, their Lord. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 16 says, "Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith." Solomon said, "Better is little with the fear of the Lord." It'd be better to fear God and live a life that in perpetuity was lacking in some capacity, some degree, than to have great treasure and trouble therewith. I could go through a litany of people, just like Elvis Presley and Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston and a Nicole Smith. I mean, the names, the numbers are innumerable. Died, overdosed, appeared to be on top of the world, but in the end, were lost without God. Proverbs 17, verse 1, "Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices with strife."